Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise God for Jesus. Aren't you thankful for the Lord's presence in your life? He's such a good God. And we've been sharing on the last several days about the paths of the Lord. And with His help, we'll conclude some final thoughts and scriptures I'd like to share with you. But as I concluded yesterday's broadcast, I gave some references that our path is a walk of spiritual progress. The Proverbs 4:18 says, "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. He who began that good work in you, he's going to be faithful to complete it." And as far as direction, it is God's Word that leads us in the paths of righteousness. If any of you have done a fair amount of traveling, or you enjoy making maybe short day trips in your car, it's always such a blessing, if you're a motorist, to see nice, clearly defined signs along the way that indicate travel patterns, indicate exits. It's just really nice to have guideposts, isn't it? And it's just something you really appreciate, especially if it's an area you haven't been in before. And so God's Word is like that for us. It's a signpost regarding how we should live our lives. Psalm 17:4 says, "Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips," in other words, by the word of God, "I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer." In other words, we're preserved for his kingdom. We're kept safe from the ravages of the enemy by the word of the Lord. And Psalm 119:105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And then, of course, there's marvelous references in the book of Proverbs about wisdom. I just love especially that third chapter is so rich in comments about our need and our desire for wisdom, that we should, above all, desire that more than wealth, rubies, riches, anything else. It is precious to the believer. One of the verses I really love is Proverbs 3:17, and this is speaking of wisdom. And you may have read some commentaries where it says that you could actually substitute Jesus' name for wisdom, and one could very well do that. But in Proverbs 3:17, the word of the Lord declares, "Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace." Isn't that nice? Is you want to walk on a pleasant and peaceful pathway? Follow the path of wisdom, because all her paths are peace. That's what the word says, not mine. And her ways are ways of pleasantness, praise God. Proverbs 8:20 says, "I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment." And if we will follow the path of the Lord, it will lead to spiritual abundance for us as well as for others. Another beautiful passage, and again, the word preaches itself, Psalm 25:10, "All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies." How about that? If you'll seek wisdom, if you'll keep the Lord's covenant and his testimonies, you'll not only experience a pathway with pleasantness and peace, but it will be a pathway of mercy and truth, praise God. As Psalm 65:11 declares, "Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness." The modern language says, "Thy footsteps drop abundance." Whenever you read fatness, like in the King James, it refers to abundance, praise God. And then Isaiah 58 and 12. I've just got lots of scriptures, and they're so wonderful. Isaiah 58 and 12 says, "And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called," this is the people of God, "the repair of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? You can repair the breach. You can restore the paths that people who are lost in sin and confusion and hurt and sorrow and in bondage can find the pathway that leads to the Lord of life. Praise God. Now, these are all wonderful passages I'm sharing with you, but I do want to give a word of caution or warning. There's a way that we can get turned out of the paths of the Lord. And I don't know if you might surmise what that might be. Well, again, Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 13, gives us an answer. And this is discouragement or despondency that can turn us out of the path. And the writer of Hebrews counsels us, "Wherefore," verse 13, "lift up the hands which hang down," praise the Lord, "and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, let it rather be healed." Modern language says, "so that which is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed." And the Amplified translation of that verse says, "and cut through and make firm and plain and smooth straight paths for your feet. Yes, make them safe and upright and happy paths that go in the right direction." We have to do that so that the lame and halting limbs may not be put out of joint, but rather be cured. So if you're not doing well spiritually, make sure you're on the right path, the path of the Lord. The Living Bible translation renders this verse 13 this way: "Mark out a straight, smooth path for your feet, so that those who follow you, though weak and lame, will not fall and hurt themselves, but become strong." So, beloved, I've shared quite a bit of scripture, but just a very simple message on the paths of the Lord. If we will seek the Lord and ask His direction, He will show us His pathways, and they're ways of mercy and truth and pleasantness, praise God, and paths of peace. Don't you want that? As far as I'm concerned, I don't want to walk anywhere else. But just in summary, now the paths of the Lord will give divine protection. He keepeth the path of judgment. He preserveth the way of His saints. He makes the way straight and light. That's Isaiah 42 and 16. He leads in the way of righteousness. That's Isaiah 26 and 7, Proverbs 8 and 20. His ways are pathways of pleasantness and peace. Remember Proverbs 3:17 that I shared? Pathways of mercy and truth, Psalm 25 and 10. And pathways of spiritual abundance, Psalm 65 and 11. And beloved, if at any point you miss a broadcast or you'd like to rehear any particular broadcast, just feel free to go to www.unveilchrist.org. Go to our website, click on broadcasts, and there you can hear the broadcasts that are archived there for several years at your convenience, praise God, and on your time schedule. Hallelujah. Well, it's been good to share about the ways of the Lord. And, you know, sometimes those pathways bring us into change. And change isn't easy for any of us. Isn't that true? Maybe, you know, when we're young, we don't mind change too much. But the older we get, we don't like to get out of our comfort zones. None of us, young or old, like to be moved out of our comfort zone in any area, really. That's just human nature. And part of the reason or the root of our resistance to change might be fear of the unknown or fear of true self-awareness. Sometimes we don't really want to see what we're really like. The Holy Spirit is good at unveiling, though, where our heart's at. Sometimes it unveils pride, irresponsibility, indifference, or other factors which make us unwilling to face those much-needed changes that we need to make in our lives. However, if we will acknowledge our need before God and appropriate His grace, That's how we can change, not by trying to be better or by trying to earn His love and approval. It's simply, beloved, a matter of submitting our will to His and proclaiming our decision with a word of faith. Change involves the element of risk as well as courage, and sometimes it is painful. You know, to mortify or kill the old nature, that's not fun. It's hard, as Romans 18 tells us, you know, to mortify the deeds of the body. However, if we make the choice to do so, we can and will be transformed from glory to glory as we forget what is behind, that is our past, and we, as according to Philippians 3:3-14, we strain toward what is ahead. We press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God is calling us upward in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And, you know, if you're having difficulties facing some changes that have come into your lives, or perhaps you're not happy with where you're at right now, spiritually or emotionally, I do invite you to write and share what's on your heart. The announcer at the end of the broadcast will be giving the contact information, but I do invite you to write, and I do invite you to know that you can share whatever your needs are, and it will remain between the Lord, yourself, and myself. Praise God. I just feel the presence of the Holy Spirit wanting to minister a prophetic word. Receive these words from the Spirit of grace. My beloved, tomorrow is always a new day, but here, today, in the now and present, my faithfulness and my loving kindness surrounds you. All is not as it seems. What appears as loss is my manifold wisdom in operation in your life. The day you surrendered your heart to me, the day you proclaimed Jesus Lord over your life, I began a work in you that I myself will perfect and complete. Many struggle in the desires of their flesh and in the pride of life. They do not perceive or understand that the way to true liberty, to fullness of joy and satisfaction, is in surrendering all to me. There is no other way to personal fulfillment and purpose in living that every soul so deeply longs for within. So, beloved, trust me. Simply trust me. I am at work, and I've not turned a deaf ear to the cries of your heart. Rest in that assurance that as I have kept and sustained you thus far in the journey of your life, that I will bring you safely home as you trust me with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Above all, pursue wisdom and understanding, for in finding them, you shall find that all the paths of the Lord are pleasantness and peace, says your God. Praise God. Well, thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,